features and weather.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a young actress who co-stars in The Fog. You come from a show business background. Was acting a natural career choice for you?
You could say it was a natural career choice. I don't look at it as something that was predestined from the day I was born that I would end up doing. It was something I chose to do and had no pressure from anyone in my family. I just enjoyed it.
Do you feel your family helped you in your move to acting?
No. Not that they wouldn't have wanted to. I really wanted to do this thing on my own. It's too easy for people to start talking if you have your mother call someone or have your father call someone in. It's not half as gratifying if you end up being successful at it, if you've had a lot of help, and I never had wanted to do that. They were very supportive of me, but they never were supportive in the sense of getting me interviews and things. I did that on my own.
Do you think of acting as a serious full-time career?
It wasn't a career up until Halloween. It was like your day-to-day job. You want to get the next job, and you want to get the next job. I used to believe that just to work was terrific. Just any job you can get, you learn, you get better, so do it. Now I've done 4 horror films, and I can't do another one right away. I just can't if I want to continue acting for 30 years. If I start doing too many of them, I'm going to be typed, and it's going to be ridiculous to get out of that realm of films. So I now have to make a career move. I now have to make career choices.
What do you look for in a role?
Diversity. Between Halloween and The Fog, Elizabeth in The Fog is very different than Laurie was in Halloween, and it would have been very easy for John and Deborah to write me a role that was similar to the one I did for them in Halloween, since we were successful in that role. It would have been very easy to put me in the same type of role, but they let me grow a little. They let me be a little stronger.
How would you describe your character in The Fog?
Elizabeth. Well, Elizabeth didn't have a lot of character development in the first original draft of The Fog, the one I read. Especially since she is a hitchhiker, I felt that you had to know a little something about her because everyone else has lived in this town for a little while, so they have a backlog of information. Whereas Elizabeth, if you're a hitchhiker, you're coming in blind, and nobody knows anything about you, and she never said why she was hitchhiking.
Are you happy with your performance?
Yes and no. I don't think you can be completely happy at this age. If you are, you're in big trouble. If you're not completely happy, you'll work harder the next one. These two films are not big character films. They're not people movies. The Fog is the star of this film, and should be, and we are just kind of like pawns. These are not actors' films where you can do great acting jobs. The more real you are, the better. The more believable is these people just kind of like living their daily lives, the better it is.
What advice might you offer someone starting out as an actor and actress?
I don't know one college that offers a course in film acting. And if you want to be an actress or an actor and want to come to Los Angeles and be in films or television, all this theater training in the world isn't going to help you when you get in front of the camera. And it took me, when I first began acting, months to get used to that camera. And I was lucky that I was on a series, Operation Petticoat, where I was there daily. So I almost got the experience every day. I got class and being in front of a camera. It's very frightening. It's a very big camera, and there are lots of people around it. And the camera may be 2 feet from your face, with 15 people around it holding lights and moving around, and you have to keep your concentration. And it's ridiculously difficult to learn the lingo of film acting. You always learn stage, up stage, down stage, right? Do we ever learn what hit your mark means? Start hitting your mark, cheat, rake to the left, rake for the camera. You have to do off-camera looks. You have to do looks at people that are standing right next to the camera. But look at the camera and listen to the people talk, which are 10 feet away. It's ridiculously hard, and it's hard to hold your concentration. But that's never taught. It's very difficult. It bothers me there's a class in stage on acting. You have to be very big. Film, you have to be so subtle. It's amazing. You cannot scratch your nose on a film without looking like you've just blown your nose. So it's very subtle. It's a very subtle form of acting. And they teach you to be very big in college. You know, on stage, you have to hit the 18th row or the fifth row on the balcony. You don't have to hit anything. You've got a mic sitting taped to your skin sometimes, which is very close to you, and you have to be very quiet. This is loud sometimes on film, and people aren't used to doing that. So advice would be, try to get some experience in front of a camera. Ask your professors, ask your teachers about a class in film acting. where you can get a camera in there and just, even if you don't shoot it, at least simulate it. Simulate getting ready for the take. Simulate the guy saying, okay, roll camera. Speed, have the sound man say speed. Have them clap a marker in front of your face and see if you can't blink. And then have the director say action. Cut. Start over. You know, there are a lot of things that stage actors don't realize are involved with film acting. And I think it's very important that college students, I mean, essentially college students who are going to begin a profession, and more they're going toward film because, you know, there's more money and there's more jobs, pretty much. And so it seems weird that every college teaches stage acting when stage acting is phasing out quite a bit and film and television is here and video, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
What a dissertation.
From the top of the world, fabulous 1340 KAB, Antonio Bay.